Good morning, family. I feel a good vibe in the building today. The songs of praise that you've sung today have been so uplifting to me. I hope that you have felt energized and enthusiastic about our worship here today, and that as we look at God's Word today, you'll also be uplifted and encouraged as we look at God's will for our lives today. I want to begin, actually, by recognizing at least one family here today, one individual, and I hope she's here. I didn't really take a good look. Is Deanna here somewhere? There, where is she at? Right there. Okay. Oh, look at that. She jumps up with her hands like this. She is a new member here at Southwest. So welcome to the family. All right. Now, see, that's the kind of enthusiasm we need. Thanks for joining us yesterday at our Soul Winners Workshop out there at Alma School Road Church. So she was out there and encouraging us, and so we had some other members out there, and we're glad that, Deanna, that you're part of the family. And, you know, I think we've already done this. Well, okay, I won't embarrass somebody else, but I will say that we have some new pictures up on our picture board in the foyer. And I was thinking about spotlighting some other individuals, but if you haven't got your picture taken yet, and maybe you're a family and your last name starts with V, you need to get your picture taken today, see our brother Warren here, who's, stand up, Warren. You need to see Warren and get your family picture taken today. If you're not up on our picture board, we want you to be visible, and we want to know your picture. We want to see your picture on the board. Well, take your Bibles and turn with me to the 30th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, if you will. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And if you'd like to follow along, there is an outline in the church bulletin. You'll just crack it open. You'll see it on the left-hand side of that fold when you open up your bulletin. And today we're going to talk about choices. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, we'll see that God was calling the people to make a choice. You know, when we look at our circumstances in life and we consider the trials and the hardships that we sometimes face, we often hear about life being described as the storms of life, the hardships that we go through, as the storms of life, difficult experiences, the waves, the wind, and the turmoil and the trouble that we face, often being couched in terms of the storms of life. And we also have religious songs and poems that picture in the storms of life the lighthouse, and how that God and God's Word is the lighthouse in the storms of life. God's Word and His principles are indeed a firm and unshakable lighthouse in the storms of life. The lighthouse is something that is not a moving target. It is something that you can count on. It will be there. It will guide you. It will help you through the storms if you're out at sea. And while society's standards and views are often evolving and changing, like views such as abortion or homosexual marriage or a variety of other things, our society is often changing how we view these things. It is true that God's truths are a lighthouse, immovable and unchangeable. And this is what God wanted the Israelites to realize as they were entering into a new land, the promised land. And they were going to face some very difficult choices in this new environment, this new culture. And so God would say to the people in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, as you'll see on the screen here, He says to them, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live." The Israelites were coming into a foreign land, and they were going to be among the pagans in that land, a society with shifting morals and lifestyles that they would be surrounded by. But in order to live under the blessings of God, they would need to look to that lighthouse. They would need to look to God. They would need to look to His Word in the shifting sea around them. And so what I want us to do, and you'll see this outline again in your bulletin, is look at three things from our text this morning about the choices that we have in life. And here's the three things that we're going to consider. We're going to see, number one, that life is a series of decisions. Number two, we'll see that life is a series of destinations. And then number three, we will see that life is a series of days. So these are the three things we'll consider this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 30 and this amazing challenge that God put before the people to see life as a choice. So first of all, we'll take up this first point, looking now in chapter 30 at verses 15 and 16, that life is a series of decisions. And so it says here in chapter 30 at verse 15, he says, "See, I've set before you today life and good." That's one choice. "Death and evil." That's another choice. He says, "In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments." He goes on to say in verse 16, "So that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess." Many people think that life is a series of circumstances. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it's not. It may seem that way, and it is that way in a small degree, but in a large way, life is not a series of circumstances. People think that things just happen randomly, that you can't help it, that you can't really do much about it, that you just kind of take life as it comes and you try to just do the best that you can. Life is simply unavoidable circumstances, they would say. We're all, many times they would say, just a victim of our circumstances. I want you to see that a little differently this morning. The Bible teaches differently. Life, instead, is made up, really, of reoccurring choices, decisions that we make. We're not completely controlled by overbearing circumstances that are out of control, that we can't somehow guide our lives a little better, and we're just at the whim of every little thing that's controlling us. That's what some people want to think. To a large extent, we are driven by the choices that we make in life. The Bible teaches human accountability. That is, that we are accountable for the decisions that we make. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14 and verse 12 that we will all give an account of our lives to God one day. And God's going to call upon you then to think about, go back and see the decisions that you made that shaped your life. And so it says again in Romans 14, 12, we'll all give an account of ourselves to God. There are those who look back and they realize that they wish things could have been a little different. They are maybe sometimes bitter about the way their lives have turned out. But if we take a closer look at our lives, we'll realize that it was really based a lot upon the decisions that we made. We might even see that it was a decision that led to something good because we decided to serve the Lord. You know, remember what Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's the choice that we have made. That's the choice that I have made for my family. We will serve the Lord. Your life is made up of choices. You must again and again make a variety of different kinds of choices. And your choices often determine the quality of your life. I'm not going to say that if you always make seemingly perfect decisions, you're going to have the highest quality of life, but that's not a guarantee, but a lot of times that's really the way it goes. Think about how this applies to your health, for instance. I'll touch on a sensitive subject. If your health is not really good, maybe it's because you've been eating the wrong things. Maybe it's because you haven't been taking care of your body the way that you should. When I was growing up, this is the big one for me. As I was a young boy, I didn't brush my teeth like I should have. As I got a little older and I got into high school, by then it was almost kind of too late, I started realizing I'm eating a lot of sugar and I'm not brushing my teeth and I'm getting all kinds of cavities. And it was a little, so then I decided I need to make a better choice. And so, but because of that, I have the teeth that I have today. We all are, we find that our lives turn out just the way they did because of choices that we made. How about the relationships that you have in life? Let's talk about the relationship that you have with your spouse. Do you treat your spouse in a respectful way? Are you kind? Do you say kind words to your spouse? Do you treat them nicely? Well, that's going to determine how your relationship will turn out. Those of you that are parents, how much time did you spend with your children? Maybe you didn't spend a lot of time with your children, and because of that, there's some results out of that that took place in the lives of your children. Think about how this applies to your spiritual life. Where are you in your confidence in your relationship with God? It's probably determined a lot by the choices that you made to go to Bible studies, to go to worship, to pray to God, all of those things. How about your finances? If your finances aren't, if you've got a lot of credit card debt, well, maybe that's a sore subject for some of us. Maybe it's because we were not as frugal as we should have been. Maybe not as careful about the financial choices that we made. On and on we can see that life is a series of choices. And so God was saying to the Israelites right here, He was saying to them, you have some very important decisions, choices to make. Be careful how you choose, He was telling them. He was saying to them, you have important choices, you have options. You can choose life and prosperity, He says, or you can choose death and destruction. And God used a very life-changing word right here, that word, choose. The quality of your life is not determined by the breaks that you get in life. We love when the breaks come, when things go our way, which we maybe really didn't control. That will happen from time to time, but that's not going to be largely the way that our life plays out. Rather, instead, it will be by the choices that we make. And one of the things we learn as we're growing up is that maturity is that time when you stop making excuses and you start making changes in your life. And you see that you can have a better outcome by the choices that you make. People today are living and dying with choices they have made. Life is a series of decisions. Let's take a look in our text now here at a second point that I would like to show you. Not only is life a series of decisions, but life is also a series of destinations. You are in a destination right now. Some of you are married, some of you are single, some of you are widowed, some of you are in school, some of you have a career, some of you are retired, whatever it is, there's a bit of a destination there. Look at the text here in Deuteronomy chapter 30, look at verse 17. He says to the people, but if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and you're drawn away and you worship other gods and serve them, he says, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. He says, you shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over of the Jordan to go in the land, to go in and possess. So we all find ourselves in a variety of situations that we're in. And some of these situations, we might even call them problems. Problems that we're in right now. We have health problems, maybe money problems, maybe marriage problems, whatever they are. But here's something you probably do not want to hear. And I'll say it very carefully. We often create our own problems. Come on, let's just understand this clearly. We see it. We don't maybe want to admit it. We often create our own problems in life. And, you know, we need to be thoughtful of this when we make certain choices. Someone said, you know, we create our own storms and then we complain to God when it rains. I mean, that's sometimes the way it goes. And we, in reality, we can only look to ourselves and say, I knew I could have made a better choice. I wouldn't be in this situation if we were really honest about it. Sickness, for instance, rarely enters your life uninvited. I'm not going to say every time you get sick it's because of something you did, but sometimes, many times, it is. Sickness usually doesn't just drop out of nowhere. We often put out the welcome mat with our bad habits, with our eating, our sleeping, whatever it would have been, and we create these kinds of situations. And it's the same with your financial problems. Again, you sat down and looked at it and you said, well, listen, if I would have just had a budget here, I wouldn't have spent that money and I wouldn't have been in this debt that I'm in right now. Again, just making better choices. Things that happen in your life aren't just random circumstances. They are the results of things that you did, the effect of a specific cause. And so as you look at the text here in Deuteronomy, you know, the text talks about blessings and cursings. Did you see that there? Blessings and cursings. And these blessings, he says, and cursings, if you have your Bible open to Deuteronomy 30, you'll see in verse 11, he says, this is not such a mysterious thing. We want to make it look like, oh, well, I didn't see that coming. That was kind of mysterious. But if you'll see right there in the text, he says in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11, this really isn't as mysterious a thing as you think it is. That's what he's telling the people right there. And so these are the result of your lifestyle. One lifestyle leads to blessing and another lifestyle leads to cursing. You know what the Bible says, the law of the harvest, right? Whatever a man sows, that also he shall reap. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says that. Whatever we sow, we will reap. And many people create certain negative results for themselves, and then they turn around and they blame God, and well, it was God's fault. He's the one that made it happen. But Solomon, the wise man, said in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 3, he says, a man's own foolishness ruins his life, and yet he rages against the Lord when it happens. That's the way we are. Strange that we feel that way. This is an important decision or distinction that we need to make right here. Why does God punish people for doing wrong? Well, sometimes actually it's the wrong thing in and of itself that punishes us. God doesn't create pain in your life necessarily as a payback for things that you have done. The sin itself creates the pain in your life, if we think about it. Sin leads only to death. What else can sin create? It can only create pain in your life. And the reason is because the path that you take takes you where that path leads. Did you hear that? The path that you take takes you where that path leads. It's common sense, right? Look at the text here in chapter 30 and verse 16. God said, I command you to, and this is Moses saying this too, I command you to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments that you may live. Now, he says, you've got a choice. You can determine your destination. He goes on to say, if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, what's going to happen? You're going to be drawn away. He says, if you're drawn away, what are you going to do? If you're drawn away from God, guess what? You're hardwired in such a way that you will seek another God. You're always going to go after something. You will in life. If you're not going after God, you're going after something else. He says, in this land that you're going into, if you're not drawing near to God, you're drawing away from God and you're putting yourself closer to the other gods, to serve them. And he goes on to say, I announce you to you today that you shall surely perish. So that's because life, you see, is in that path of serving God. The other God, the other path is the way of false gods, he says right there in verse 17. And there is death in that path. He says, you will perish. Now, why did God say that they would be destroyed? Not because God is necessarily a bully who wants to hurt them. That's not his nature at all. He's the God of love. He wants to love them. No, it's because false gods, you see, when they go after false gods, you got to understand this. False gods don't have the power to protect you. Do you see that? When you're under God's rule and you're following Him, you're under His protection. You leave that and you go follow false gods, you're under their protection. Do you think they're going to protect you? No, in fact, they want your demise. They want bad things for you. False gods cannot bless you. They cannot lead you into prosperity. Following false gods can only lead to misery because that's all that false gods are capable of delivering in your life. There's a principle at work here, and it's the principle of inevitable destination. This is an inevitable situation. Life is a series of destinations, and so to arrive at the right destination, you have to take the right path that will get you there. The path that you take can only take you where the path itself leads. And so some of you, you are trying to reach a certain destination in your life, but you've taken the wrong road to get there. You might, maybe the destination that you're after, you want to arrive at happiness. You want to be happy, but you've taken the road of selfishness to get there. That's not going to work. Maybe you want to be the destination that you're looking for is security. But you sought security after accumulating things and greed. Greed is not the right road to get to security. Maybe you're want to be on the road to marital bliss, but instead you're making demands of your spouse all the time. That's the wrong path to get on the road to a destination of marital bliss. And so what you're experiencing in life today is the result of the journey that you have taken so far in your life. Where you arrive tomorrow will be determined by the path that you take today. Life is a series of destinations. It is a series of decisions and a series of destinations. And then our third point here this morning, life is a series of days. I want you to, in the text here, notice two key words right here. I'll read the first part of verse 15. He says, see, I've set before you this day. Look at verse 16. I command you this day. Verse 18, I announce to you this day. Those are two very important words right here. This day. This day, right now in your life, matters more than any other day. You're going to see some important days in your life. But right now, this is what's right in front of you. If you're trying to, and I'm not saying planning is a bad thing. Planning is a good thing. But if your focus goes over into tomorrow and the other days, you're going to miss some things right now that are in front of you that you need to take care of in your relationship with God. So he says, this day is what you need to focus on. This day will set before you choices and opportunities and commands and announcements, he says here. Now, there are going to be other things to think about on other days, but what did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34? He says, this day, today, has enough of its own troubles. Don't worry about tomorrow, he says. This day is enough for you to think about right now. It has its own troubles right now. And so instead of looking too far ahead and what's going to happen later, focus on what's right in front of you today. There may be some things that you're going to miss about today because you're looking already to tomorrow. So you should be prepared, however, to know that you'll have to prove yourself again and again each and every day. Tomorrow's going to be a new day, and guess what? You'll have new situations, new choices, new decisions before you. Each day forward, you will have to prove yourself. And though you're moving toward a specific destination, you will never get to that point where you actually arrive. And so as long as you have breath, the journey continues. And the journey right now is from now until you go to bed tonight. That's the journey you're on now. That's the one you should be focused on right now. You'll never get to the point where you don't have to prove yourself again and again each and every day. Every day matters, but today matters the most. Thank you for being so kind to listen today from Deuteronomy chapter 30. At any given moment, at any given time, you can change the direction of your life. Now, the devil doesn't want you to believe this right now. He wants you to look at your past and see some of the failures and say, you can't change anything, you can't get anything different, you can't get different results. And the good news message of the Bible is that Jesus says, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Today and the next day, by decisions that we can make. We're not going to be in control of everything in our lives, but there are some things that are under our control based upon the decisions that we're making today. You know, many people think that they are forever excluded from the chance of being blessed by God because of their past sins. God can never bless me financially because I've been so irresponsible. God can't bless my marriage because I've been a terrible spouse. Oh, God can't use me because I've already failed too many times in my life. And so we beat ourselves up with these kind of internal messages that we give ourselves. But that's not true. Your past choices have indeed brought you where you are today. No question about that. But there is good news. If you've spent your life before making wrong choices, guess what? Today, this day, you are free to choose a new path. A new path in Jesus Christ. Today is that day where you can make a different tomorrow and the day after for the rest of your life. At any given moment, you can change the direction of your life. You can walk out of the land of curses and into the land of blessings, as God's people were told right here. God has set before you here today this choice. I would suggest that you do as Moses told those people today. Choose life. And if you choose life today, guess what? You'll be choosing Jesus Christ. Because in Him and only in Him do we have life now that leads to eternal life with God in heaven. And so today we're closing our services today asking you, if you need to come to Christ, choose Him today. Choose that life in Him. Tell this audience today, this morning, that today I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe that He's God's Son. I want to change my life. I'm going to repent of my sins. I want to be baptized today. Wash those sins away and start a new day today. If we can help you with that, let's stand now to sing our invitation song, and you may come forward.